What if the secret to transforming your struggling company was hiding in a beehive? Growing up on an Irish farm, watching bees work with uncanny precision, one insight changed everything. These tiny creatures weren't just making honey, they were demonstrating the most sophisticated form of collective intelligence on Earth. Fast forward 3 decades, and this farm girl had become the executive who helped lift ANZ Bank from industry laggard to global sustainability leader. The revelation? Your organization isn't a machine to be fixed or a network to be influenced. It's a living ecosystem that thrives or dies based on invisible patterns most leaders never see. Microsoft's Satya Nadella understood this when he orchestrated one of history's greatest corporate turnarounds, transforming a stagnant giant into a trillion-dollar innovation powerhouse. Think your workplace chaos is random? It's not. Just as Carl von Frisch won a Nobel Prize for decoding how bees perform a waggle dance to share food locations, organizations follow 9 predictable laws that determine success or failure. When a bee faces danger, it releases an alarm pheromone that smells like bananas, instantly mobilizing the entire colony. Your organization works the same way. Every action ripples outward like dropping a stone in water. The question isn't whether your organization has these hidden patterns, it's whether you can see them before they destroy you. Bees seamlessly shift roles from nurses to foragers as conditions change, yet most companies rigidly lock people into boxes. Consider Coca-Cola's 2004 Dasani disaster in the UK. They sold purified tap water at premium prices, ignoring cultural differences. When the public discovered it was expensive tap water containing cancer-causing bromate, the result was a $25 million loss and complete market withdrawal. For decades, consultants preached organizations need either IQ, analytical problem solving, or EQ, relationship management. Both fail because they miss what actually matters, GQ, group intelligence. This requires seeing your company as a complex ecosystem where transformation happens through 4 steps. Look beyond to understand how the system functions, experiment to discover what works, nudge the group toward better patterns, and strengthen new behaviors until they stick. When Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla challenged his team to create a COVID vaccine faster than anyone thought possible, he shattered the pharmaceutical industry's sacred pattern of isolated competition. Instead of sequential testing, 650 scientists collaborated with BioNTech, testing 20 vaccine candidates simultaneously. Bourla committed $2 billion to build manufacturing infrastructure for unproven mRNA technology before knowing if it would work. The result? A 95% effective vaccine delivered in record time, not through individual brilliance, but through intercompany cooperation and liberation from bureaucracy. Jack Hammond's contract management company was hemorrhaging money. He blamed poor financial skills and launched training programs. They failed. The real problem? Pattern blindness. Contract managers played nice guys, doing unpaid work, while finance struggled as budget managers, fine under cost-plus contracts, deadly under fixed-price ones. Once Hammond saw this pattern, the fix was obvious. Redefine contract managers as commercial managers, accountable to shareholders. Within a year, TCM met budget forecasts for the first time in years. Lehman Brothers' 2008 collapse followed the same script. The systemic pattern, we maximize short-term results at the expense of longer-term considerations. Investors demanded growing profits, the board rewarded current year performance, executives took excessive risks. Everyone played their role in the catastrophe. NASA's Challenger disaster? Engineers warned about O-ring failures in cold temperatures, but executives suppressed bad news, while contractors stayed silent. 7 astronauts died because leaders couldn't see their deadly pattern. Creating change requires a mobilizing idea that's clear, concise, and galvanizing. When Frederick Smith pitched overnight package delivery, his crystal-clear people-service-profit mission secured $91 million in venture capital despite $29 million in early losses. When Jürgen Vig Knutstorp became LEGO's CEO in 2004, the company faced $400 million in losses. Designers created futuristic toys without considering costs, while Lego had overextended into TV, video games, and theme parks. His case for change? Lego cannot do everything. By refocusing on the iconic brick, he generated $4.5 billion in revenue by 2013. What invisible pattern is quietly destroying your organization right now? Like bees scouting homes before committing, transformation requires testing first. Jeff Bezos celebrated learning from failures like the Fire Phone, while innovations like Echo revolutionized markets. When Alan Mulally joined Ford in 2006, executives presented only green status reports despite massive losses. After Mark Fields admitted a production problem, Mulally applauded his honesty, shattering Ford's punishment pattern. He established experiments as learning opportunities, transforming managers into encouragers and employees into experimenters. Innovations like Sync technology returned Ford to profitability. Meanwhile, Target's 2015 Canadian expansion collapsed under blind confidence, a $5.4 billion write-down. Honeybees find homes through collective intelligence. Hundreds of scouts evaluate options until the best choice emerges. James Dyson activated this hive mind, assembling engineers, scientists, and hair experts to invest $71 million creating the Dyson Supersonic. Boris Johnson's Garden Bridge wasted $68 million by ignoring civil servants' warnings. The UK's NHS IT project squandered $15.5 billion by excluding health professionals. End users always know more about ecosystem workings than executives. When Nick Grayston became CEO of New Zealand's The Warehouse Group, he discovered 12 management layers creating bureaucratic paralysis. Partnering with McKinsey in 2018, Grayston collapsed 12 layers into three cross-functional squads. By 2021, net profit increased 164.6% to $117.7 million. When A1 Activewear's warehouse project ran 30% over budget, founders discovered their technology team were change drivers, while warehouse managers were disengaged change passengers. They redefined roles. Warehouse managers became change leaders, designing their own system. The wisdom you need already exists in your organization. Stop dictating, start listening, and distribute leadership. Effective leaders understand nudging beats pushing. When Metro City Hospital CEO Juliette Garnier demanded 10% budget cuts, nurses threatened strikes and doctors protested, creating a pushback pattern where management became enforcers and employees became resistors. Behavioral economists introduced nudging, interventions that maintain freedom while steering behavior. The UK's Nudge Unit changed Welsh organ donation from opt-in to opt-out, increasing consent from 58% to 77%. Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport reduced urinal spillage 80% by etching fly images, giving men something to aim at. At Clancy Builders, resistance to new software revealed a catastrophizing pattern. General Manager Aisha Sultan launched a pilot program with tech enthusiastic manager Abe Smith. Within 6 months, 80% of contracts adopted the technology. When change reaches critical mass, it transforms from management initiative to organic movement. Leaders must reach this tipping point within 18 months or risk confirming cynicism about the next big thing. Gary Ridge transformed WD-40 from $137.9 million to nearly half a billion by harnessing storytelling and symbols. Stories captivate neurologically. Brain scans show multiple areas activating during engaging narratives. Symbols make abstractions tangible, like Mary Robinson's light in the window at Ireland's presidential residence welcoming the diaspora home. Stories and symbols bypass logic and speak directly to emotion. Stop pushing, start nudging. Lasting transformation requires structural support. After E. coli outbreaks sickened 1,100 customers between 2015 and 2018, Chipotle hired food safety expert Mansoor Samadpour, who instituted wellness checks, paid sick leave, and centralized food preparation, eliminating further outbreaks. Shopify demonstrates digital adaptation. Frustrated with clunky e-commerce tools, founders created user-friendly software that helped thousands transition online during COVID. By 2022, over 4 million businesses relied on it. Linking rewards to change signals priorities. When PayPal CEO Dan Schulman discovered employees struggled financially despite fair market rates, he ensured workers retained at least 20% of wages after expenses, dramatically improving conditions and earning Forbes recognition in 2021. Southwest Airlines' 2022 holiday meltdown reveals the cost of neglecting infrastructure. While competitors recovered quickly from winter storms, Southwest canceled 16,000 flights due to outdated scheduling software. Executives had prioritized $428 million in shareholder dividends over critical systems. Infrastructure isn't optional. It's survival. Like bees flying 10 kilometers daily for a single drop of honey, leaders must maintain relentless momentum. When Satya Nadella took over Microsoft in 2014, the company had missed every major technology trend since 2016. He drove it to a $1 trillion valuation within 5 years, then warned that complacency would be the beginning of the end. Celebrating milestones fuels momentum. After Nippon Paint's 2019 Dulux Merv acquisition, CEO Patrick Houlihan's recognition of achievements helped the company double to 9,000 employees and $4 billion revenue while completing 23 acquisitions in 3 years. Jeff Bezos's day one philosophy transformed Amazon from book retailer to the everything store. He rejects day two as leading to stasis, irrelevance, painful decline, death. When SpaceX's Falcon 9 exploded in 2016, destroying a $200 million Facebook satellite, Elon Musk kept his team focused and achieved successful launch months later. Biochemist Catalin Carrico persisted decades developing mRNA technology despite skepticism, eventually enabling COVID vaccines and winning the Nobel Prize. Your company isn't a machine to optimize. It's a living hive, buzzing with invisible patterns that will either carry you to extraordinary heights or drag you into extinction. The choice isn't whether these patterns exist, it's whether you'll finally see them.